Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel, and welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. On this Friday, this 21st day of February 2020, this is my audio weather webcast as we look ahead to your weekend and into the first half of next week as well. We're going to kind of talk about that weather pattern overall. Overall, I expect it to be pretty stable, pretty dry, but there'll be a couple of upper-level storm systems, although they'll be dry in nature for the most part, and a couple of surface cold fronts as well that we need to keep an eye on. Back looking at yesterday out at Austin Bergstrom International Airport with a lot of cloud cover in place. The calendar day high was 51. 42 the calendar day low with 33 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. That's 0.33 inch of rain. And then out at Camp Mabry, 52 the calendar day high, 44 being the low. And out at Camp Mabry, 0.40, 0.4 of an inch of rain out there. By my calculations, late in the day yesterday, we got about 14 minutes of sunshine, about 2% of all possible sunshine in the Austin area for the 20th day of February. Well, as we go into the weekend, certainly more stable and drier than it has been. And with that, we'll continue to see sunshine today on into most of tomorrow. But another upper-level low-pressure storm system will approach the area and actually prompt this front that's moved off the Texas coast to return as a warm front by Sunday, by late tomorrow night, actually, on into Sunday. As it does so, that warm front rising northward, southerly winds return to the area at the surface, and we'll begin to work some low-level moisture back into the weather picture. That'll be followed by the upper-level low-pressure storm system's passage itself, which will come sometime by Sunday night into early Monday morning. As it goes by, I think a cold front will move its way across the area. Maybe a few sprinkles of rain with a low-level cloud cover and a slightly more unstable atmosphere by Sunday afternoon into Sunday night. Once the front passes, though, in the pre-dawn hours on Monday, we're back to sunshine for the first part of next week, at least the first half of next week. A stronger cold front is forecast across the area, I think, sometime late Tuesday into Tuesday night. Folks, as it moves through, I think moisture will be limited because the front moved through the area, of course, Sunday night, Monday morning, not enough time to return from the Gulf of Mexico. So I think we'll just see a wind shift under a partly cloudy, if not mostly clear sky, and we'll see a bit cooler temperatures for Wednesday and Thursday of next week. It's going to be a fairly strong cold front, I think, and I think it's certainly possible by Wednesday night and Thursday night of next week that we could see near freezing temperatures, especially in the outlying low-lying areas, and especially out over the hill country for the middle into latter part of next week. The sun came up this morning in the Austin area at 7:05. Beautiful sunrise this morning, 6:24 sunset time this evening. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 22nd day of February, Saturday morning at 7:04, and sunset tomorrow evening at 6:25. And my forecast for Austin and for surrounding communities, calling for a mostly sunny sky today. For the University of Texas and the Austin area, high around 55. North-northeast winds 5 to 12. Mostly clear tonight for our Friday night. Low 37, northeast winds 4 to 8, becoming light late tonight. And then tomorrow, those winds shift back to the south. Mostly sunny into the early afternoon, clouds thickening by mid and late afternoon tomorrow, a high near 60. Tomorrow night's low 48. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a light south wind. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles develop in the afternoon. 20% chance of rain on Sunday. It'll average trace amounts, a high of 67, and a southerly wind 5 to 12. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles, I think, through about after midnight to about 3 a.m. in the morning. And then becoming partly cloudy Sunday night into early Monday morning as that cold front passes I talked about. 20% chance of rain where rainfall occurs. It'll average about 5 one-hundredths of an inch or less. Low of 55 for Sunday night, not much of a low. A southerly wind 5 to 10 will actually shift around to westerly after midnight as the front moves through. And then on Monday, mostly sunny, west winds become north-northwest at 5 to 12 by late morning. A high next Monday with the sun, about 69. Mostly clear and 43 Monday night, a light north-northeast wind. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny, high around 70. Light winds become west-southwesterly at 4 to 8 by afternoon. For Tuesday night, mostly clear. A cold front passes, turning breezy and cooler, low of 39. A southwesterly wind becoming north-northwest, 12 to 22. So higher gust. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, unseasonably cold, a high of 54, 55 degrees, north winds 8 to 15. Some higher gusts for Wednesday night, mostly clear, right around freezing for the Austin area. Outlying low-lying areas will be mainly the candidate for that to happen. A north wind at about 5 to 10, and on Thursday, sunshine, a high of 56, a northeast wind about 4 to 8. Friends, that's my 7-day forecast for Austin for South Central Texas. Let's look ahead. Courtesy of the National Weather Service and their Climate Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, their 8-14-day outlook. This outlook is issued once a day in the afternoons, and the climatologists up there in this outlook take a look at the pattern beyond the 7-day forecast. They tell us what the outlook is kind of showing. And they're saying for Austin and for South Central Texas, valid next Friday, 28th of February, through Thursday, the 5th of March, temperatures below average, precipitation above average. Friends, that's my audio weather webcast on this Friday, 21st day of February, 2020. I'll update my website, my audio weather webcast again on Monday morning. Take the weekend off. Enjoy the good weather this weekend. We'll talk again on Monday morning. Have a good and a safe weekend.